This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchorlady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, we've got Tom back in studio with us this morning. The guy, he's just such a consummate professional. Last week, he was going to call in here on Thursday, even though it was the day he had to take his daughter to school. And I'm like, dude, don't do that. You're going to have too much on your mind. And so now she's off for her freshman year in Oxford, right?
Dan, how you doing, man?
Dude, great brother, good. And that's the great hardest thing in the world, isn't it? Dropping that
kid
off?
Know, I think maybe I was just trying to distract myself.
Yeah, probably.
That's hard. I mean, I'm so happy for her. I mean, she's so happy. She sent back a couple of pictures the last couple of days with all these new friends she's met, and she went out, the first night.
Of course.
She's out, in meetings and hanging out, and today's the first day of classes, and I'm really happy for her. She's at Miami of Ohio, and it's just awesome. But boy, that is hard. Like I'm, building a nightstand, and we're putting together the dorm room with her roommate and her roommate's parents, and they seem so nice. They're great people. And then it's like, okay, well, after we went out to lunch, then we came back and finished up everything, and it's like, okay, well, bye.
Dude.
I mean, I walked out of there with a lump in my throat, and I held it in for a while. And then we were in the car. It was me, Angie, and our youngest, Audrey. And Angie says, let's go over to the student center, the Armstrong Center, and just I want to show it to Audrey and walk in there. I'm like, okay, let's see. Where do I park? And then it just out of nowhere, I just start crying like a baby.
I know, man.
And it hit me like, okay, the three of us are in this car, and she's not coming back with us. And yeah, it got me good for a good like 5 minutes.
Oh, I'm with you.
And they, consoled me, and then I'm like, I'm good. And then I parked, and we finished on the day. But man, that's tough. I mean, she's a great kid. She's ready for college. It's just ending a chapter.
It does.
It's
a page turn.
That gets you.
It is. It's a big time.
Yeah.
It's a family moment. But the next chapter, like I was just with my grandson, 29 years old, had his third child. That's the next phase for it, which is fun.
Perfect.
No, it really is. And it's if you accept life's phases and, as you put it, chapters, it's all just awesome. It's just hard because there's an empty bed in the house.
For sure. And, Audrey is a freshman in high school, so we get to do high school all over again.
Uh-huh.
And then when she goes on to college, Erica has told us she wants to come back to St. Louis and live here. And we know that all these chapters are coming and that we get to be around them. But yeah, it's, you let them go into the world, and she'll do a great job. But we're excited to be back with Audrey and be back in St. Louis. But yeah, it's tough. And it's, the driving distance is not bad. It's 5 hours to Oxford. And by the way, we spent the night, two nights in Cincinnati. And when we go back for Parents Weekend, we're going to stay in Oxford. Cincinnati's going to be, I think, a city we're going to get familiar with. I like it. I had a good time down there.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. They've done a good job fixing it up for sure. You know, I was going to say, when Dan was talking earlier, I cried like a baby when I took both of the first two to college.
Yeah.
And I know next year when I have to take the youngest and last one to college, the same thing's going to happen.
Big meltdown.
Just, changes and changes go on.
You know, and Audrey's my bud. I mean, I coached her basketball team for 4 years, and so she's starting high school basketball and high school softball and all that stuff. So we get to spend all that time together now, and that'll break me. But like I said, you know, Audrey or Erica coming back, at that time, she will have graduated from college when Audrey starts college. So we won't have them both in at the same time. Unless Erica goes to grad school, you never know.
Did she know her roommate?
She didn't. They actually met online.
Oh,
they met on Instagram.
Okay.
And these kids today, man, it's unreal what they are able to do. And they met, and it's like she reminds me of one of Erica's friends from high school. I mean, really, like they've known each other for a long time. The parents were awesome. I mean, the parents were so great. And enjoyed some time with them as well. So,
Were they from?
Ohio.
Outside of Dayton. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's nice to know too. By the way, that they're within an hour drive
close.
They need something.
There's a comfort in that too.
Yeah.
Knowing that only a good roommate, but good parents.
Good parents.
Yeah. That's
great. Looking forward to hanging with them. Both parents went to Miami, so they're a Miami merger.
Okay.
As they like to say.
Yeah.
The dad was like, oh, he pulled me aside. He goes, dude, he's like, don't you just want to come back? He told her, his daughter, he said, you know, if you need me, I'm happy to come back.
Happy to come visit.
Just right anytime. Come back for lunch. He's right down the road.
Oh, that's great.
It was a really nice weekend, but yeah, it could just sort of leaves a sadness in a way, bittersweet, I guess is the word you would use. But we're excited for it at the same time.
I just telling Dan, I've kind of moved past baseball now, and I'm excited for college football season to start.
I'm so fired up for college football. By the way, Miami has a great football tradition, and while they're not a heavyweight, obviously playing for the playoff or anything like that, they can win their league. They gave it a shot last year, ended up winning the Arizona Bowl and beating a good Colorado State team. It's a great football tradition. But I'm excited about the football around here. First, my alma mater, Indiana, I think will be a player again. And it's the first time in my life that I can remember that Indiana goes into a season as a top 25 team. Last year, they had an incredible year, but they weren't considered to do anything. And they ended up having that magical year. So it's nice to know that we're a player. I think Missouri is a player. I don't think they're being considered that, though. I don't think people are taking them seriously, and they haven't even named a quarterback yet. They're going to go with both quarterbacks in the game against Central Arkansas. They should handle that pretty well. Bo Prabula, Sam Horn will split time. But then their second game, be careful here now. Kansas, I know it's a great rivalry, and they'll be fired up. Kansas looked good.
They smoked
Fresno State.
Brand new stadium, too.
They look good. I mean, that's going to be a battle in week two for Missouri. I hope the Tigers take care of it, but it's going to be tough. I think Illinois is legit. Illinois is a legit top 15 team in the country. They're preseason number 12. They have their quarterback established, Luke Altmyer. They are very good on both sides of the ball, especially on the line. I think they'll be good. And, I look forward to seeing what they can do in the Big Ten. Big Ten will be out to prove that it's better than the SEC. They've had the last two national champions. I think the SEC is the deeper league, but until you dethrone the Big Ten, and they'll throw more, possibilities out there. Penn State, Oregon, Ohio State, Michigan's going to be better. There'll be some really good teams coming out of the Big Ten again. So the SEC will have to have somebody step up and be a player in this playoff.
Don't Ohio State and Texas play pretty early
tomorrow, this week? I'll be there. I'll be in Columbus.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great – so Texas is the team now. They're preseason number one. Arch Manning is everybody's pick to win the Heisman. What an assignment.
Yeah.
You got to go into the shoe and win your first game.
Uh-huh.
And at Ohio State, I think Texas is the better team. Texas has NFL players all over the place on defense. They are the better team, but you still have to go to Ohio State and win.
Yeah.
That's a tough assignment.
Tall
and they've got a new brand new quarterback, right?
They do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, they're going to be really good. I think Oregon, will be good, but Penn State's the team to watch out of the Big Ten. I believe in the hype on Penn State. I guess the other team in the SEC you got to be careful of is Georgia. Certainly, this you'd have to think they're going to have a resurgence and come back into this. It's going to be fun. College football, just having it all back. And that Saturday game, too. You know, for me, the last 30 years or so watching College Game Day and Lee Corso, this will be his final College Game Day Saturday.
Kidding. Wow.
They're going to pay tribute to him. He'll put on the mascot head one more time. And what a career he has been. And that show has really defined the popularity of college football. It has helped grow it. You know, just as Dick Vitale, I felt like, grew college basketball, I think Lee Corso and College Game Day grew the sport of college football to what it is today.
Well, now
it's basically America's number two sport behind the NFL now.
Well, when you're watching it on Saturday, look for Dan Buck jumping up and
so
down
cool.
in the background waving.
That's so cool that you're going. I actually have never seen, I've been to Columbus, but I've never seen a game at Ohio State, and I'm looking forward to doing that at some point.
I'm hosting a huge trivia event on Friday to win two tickets to that game.
Wow.
And it's just a fun event we're going to be hosting at
and
a big
you
sports
have two
bar.
Tickets. You have a ticket.
I have
to
tickets,
you have
too,
a ticket.
As well.
Good,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
That's awesome.
Hey, I want to shift gears from the fun and excitement of college football to the Great Depression of the Cardinals real quick.
Yeah.
We're in a major evaluation period right now. We've got about 30 days to look at some young talent and really also make an assessment on the walkers, the wins, the different people. How do you see the decisions being made by this front office in the next, call it, 60 days?
The good news is you have a new voice taking over the front office in Heim Bloom. And the best part about it is you're not hiring him like at the end of this year to take over in 26. He's actually been with them for 2 years.
Yeah.
So 2024, his assignment was to audit what was going on in the organization. They hired him actually before 24 even started. At the end of 23, when he got let go by the Red Sox, John Mozeliak and Bill DeWitt both wanted Heim to be an advisor to the organization. So he joined them in 24 and watched over everything. And then at the end of 24, they announced he will be the successor. They already knew this was going to happen, but they made it public. He'll be the successor to John Mozeliak. So then another year, this whole year, he has been reevaluating, hiring people, and putting resources into the minor league system. So you've had him for 2 years already. This isn't like, again, you just grab somebody who gets fired at the end of 25. Hey, can you take over our team? He's already been in for 2 years. So I think that's a huge advantage.
Yeah.
Also, he ran the Tampa Bay Rays, very low payroll, had to kind of fight through battling in the AL East. He also ran the Boston Red Sox, high expectations, big market, lots of people, crazy baseball fans. So he's seen both ends of the spectrum. And I think that St. Louis will suit him well. St. Louis is not a team that's going to spend like the top markets, nor is it a team that lacks baseball tradition. Like they are, I think, a great fit for him. So I think that he has already looked over all of these players. I think he knows what he wants. His expertise is pitching and making pitching a power within the organization. So I think that's what you're going to look for here. I think there will be a bit of a cleaning of the house here in this offseason. They're not going to keep this same team. They're going to restructure the roster to his liking. And then it's really up. The biggest question will be, once they do all of that, will the ownership give them the resources to go get a player or two to fill the gaps?
Mm-hmm.
But this will be about prospects and growing the organization into the machine that they used to be, which was everybody wanted to be the Cardinals. How do they keep bringing up star after star after star? That doesn't happen anymore.
No.
So they need to bring them up and keep them and retain them and not get rid of them. And that'll be the task of Heim Bloom. That's how I see it.
Wow. If they finish under 500, what do you owe your buddy?
I got to give him a bourbon of his choice and a night out somewhere eating and drinking.
Oh, this year?
At my expense. Is there any chance we get back to 500?
Yeah, there's a chance.
Is there?
Yeah, there's a chance of that, but I wouldn't count on it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're saying get my wallet out.
I mean, it's about evaluating what you've got. But, you know, Ollie Marmol, if you ask him, he's out there to win every single game. And eventually, you know, they'll get Arenado back. He may have something to prove here if he's healthy in the last month. I it's all about pitching to me, and I just don't see it in the rotation. That's why I've been ignoring the wild card standings all along. I just don't see the rotation that can push them into October. Could they push above 500? It's very possible. It's possible.
And are you saying in the offseason they're going to be willing to eat contracts?
Yes.
They are. They're going to have to eat some contracts and also go to the free agent market for pitching, right?
They're going to be unloading some contracts that are gone, that expire, and there will be also maybe some eating of salary. But mostly this will be about who has shown the Cardinals that they can't be let go. And who has shown that they can't be benched. And there are a handful of those guys, Mason Winn, Alec Burleson, and some others. And then a superstar coming in, J.J. Weatherholt. He's the real deal.
Yeah.
Dan, we appreciate it. Dan, I gotta cut you off talking about sports with Tom.
We love it, man.
We've run out of time.
We'll do it in the break.
Yeah, we'll be back in just a minute.
All right, see
you. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.